Welcome and Saba blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are using other devices and later on recording, Saba blessing everyone on this May 13, 2023. This is our part 3 lesson, 382, from our chapter 77, entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. But we are going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with the tiny talk song of our theme, Hark Till the Savior's Voice I Hear, also known as Bring Them In.
Hark, 'tis the shepherd's voice I hear, out in the desert dark and drear. Calling the sheep who've gone astray, far from the shepherd's fold away. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Oh, go and help the shepherd kind, help him the wandering ones to find. Oh, bring them back into the fold, where they'll be sheltered from the cold. Bring them in, bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in. Bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Out in the desert, hear their cry. Out on the mountain, wild and high. Hark, 'tis the Master speaks to thee. Go find my sheep where'er they be. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the little tiny dots helped by their parents or elder sibling would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath. Thank you, the Sabbath works that we're about to read. This is the first time the people lost in the Sabbath. The preacher took the Sabbath day of Jesus. This is the Sabbath holy. 6 days shall God, 7 days shall God die.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's story time, little ones. Let's have a listening ear for our dear brother who will be the one to share chapter 12, entitled The Good Shepherd, part 3 of the story of Jesus.
Okay, Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of Luke 19, verse 10, KJV. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And it looks like we have several verses. Hebrews 7:25. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. And Matthew 11:5. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Luke 4:36, and they were amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. Matthew 14:29-30. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And Jesus did. Next slide, please. All right. Chapter 12, The Good Shepherd, Part 3. And a joyful anthem rings out from the angelic choir, filling all heaven with richest melody. Christ presents to us no picture of a sorrowful shepherd returning without a sheep. He is a pledge that not even one of the straying sheep of God's fold is overlooked. Here is his pledge that not one of them is overlooked. Not one is left unhelped. Everyone that will submit to be ransomed, the Savior will rescue from the wilds of sin. Then let every wanderer from the fold take courage. The Good Shepherd is searching for you. Remember that his work is, quote, to save that which was lost, unquote. That means you. To doubt the possibility of your salvation is to doubt the saving power of him who purchased you at an infinite cost. In other words, he paid a big price for you. Let faith take the place of unbelief. Look at the hands that were pierced for you and rejoice in their power to save. Next slide. Remember that God and Christ are interested in you and that all the hosts of heaven, that's the angels, are engaged in the work for the salvation of sinners. While Christ was on earth, he showed by his miracles that he had power to save unto the uttermost, even the worst sinner he could save. By cursing the disease of the body, he showed that he was able to take away sin from the heart. Now, that's not cursing, that's curing the diseases of the body. He showed that he was able to take away the sin of the heart. Okay. He caused the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, the blind to see. He cleansed the poor lepers. You know, lepers, they weren't even allowed to come into the town where the people were. They had to stay outside. He cleansed even them. And healed a man with palsy. Not sure what palsy is. And those who had all kinds of diseases. By his word, even the devils were driven out from the ones whom they had been possessing. Those who saw this wonderful work were astonished and said, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. Luke 4:36. At the command of Jesus, Peter was able to walk on the water, but he had to keep his eyes on the Savior. As soon as he looked away, he began to doubt and sink. Story of Jesus, page 78 and 79.
So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson entitled The Good Shepherd, part three, in our tiny thought lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place May 20th. 2023. It's time for our tiny thoughts and parents to learn precious lessons in God's creation through nature. This is a part 36 of our water topic, the water of life. So let's have a listening ears, dear one, for our dear brother will be the one sharing.
God blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning the water and the sick man here. The Bible verses for our 36 water lessons are taken from the book of John chapter 5. the King James Version. Part 2, A Sick Man Healed. Read John 5, verses 8 to 9, and the Desire of Ages, pages 202 to 203. And it says here, Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. Immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. And the key word in the lesson is reverence. Reverence is respect and affection for God and spiritual things. Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Leviticus 19:30. And today's looking through nature, our lesson will be about cold mitten friction. And the memory verse is how much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Matthew 12:12. And the character quality is reverence versus disrespectfulness. As we recall, reverence is respect and affection for God's spiritual things. In nature, the cold mitten friction. Hydrotherapy is mentioned in the Bible as one of God's methods of treating the sick. One example is when leprous Naaman, by faith in the prophet's words, dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, and his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. 2 Kings 5:14. God healed him as he acted on the instructions of the prophet to use a simple remedy for an incurable disease. The words of the prophet to our church today are to use simple water treatments for disease. Natural means used in accordance with God's will, bring about supernatural results. We cannot expect the Lord to work a miracle for us while we neglect the simple remedies he's provided for our use, which aptly and opportunely applied will bring about a miraculous result. Second Selected Messages, pages 346-347. What an encouragement to learn simple treatments. They may be the means of bringing miraculous healing into someone's life. Now we will learn how to give some of these simple water treatments. Remember to reverently pray with the person that is to receive the treatment, for God must add his special blessing for the treatments to have supernatural results. Bathing the skin with water frees it from the impurity that are constantly coming out through the tiny pores. Bathing also keeps the skin moist and soft, helps the circulation of the blood to be the same all over the body. This is important because perfect health depends upon perfect circulation. Well, one way to increase the circulation or movement of blood through the body is to use cold mitten friction. Why would you do this? Well, this helps to build up the body's resistance to a cold. It is better if the circulation or movement of blood is not so slow through the body. Jesus performed many instant miracles in healing, but sometimes he allows people to heal more slowly. This is also a miracle. This gives people time to think and plan how they will bear care for or reverence their bodies so they will not be sick. You can see the children at in activity, but to see how to give a cold mitten friction. And you can practice doing it if you can. And remind or things to do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, when you do a chore that seems to take a long time, remember how long the man by the pool was sick. 38 years. And three, each member of the family take regular cold mitten frictions. And frequent bathing is very beneficial. Especially at night, just before retiring or upon rising in the morning. It will take but a few moments to give the children a bath and to rub them until their bodies are in a glow. This brings the blood to the surface, relieving the brain, and there will be less inclination to indulge in impure practices. Teach the little ones that God is not pleased to see them with unclean bodies and untidy, torn garments. Tell them that he wants them to be pure without within, that he may dwell with them. Child Guidance, page 161. Here's reinforced activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. 1, observe water. 2, put pictures of people who have diseases and are ill on the bulletin board, if you have one, to remind you how Jesus desires that they be made whole. He also wants to heal us from sin, which is the greatest miracle. 3, visit a hospital or nursing home. It would be interesting to tour the hospital physical therapy department with its whirlpool baths and hot and cold packs. And 4, say a memory verse. And above this picture of Naaman dipping himself in the Jordan River says, then went he, Naaman, down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. 2 Kings 5:14. And remarkable parent food. Christ heals the wounds of every sufferer. When evil spirits rend a human frame, Christ heals the curse. When fever is burning up the life current, he feels the agony. And he is just as willing to heal the sick now as when he was personally on earth. Christ's servants are his representatives, the channels for his working. He desires through them to exercise his healing power. In the Savior's manner of healing, there were lessons for his disciples. On one occasion, he anointed the eyes of a blind man with clay and bade him go wash in the pool of Siloam. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. John 9:7. The cure could be wrought only by the power of the great healer, yet Christ made use of the simple agencies of nature. While he did not give countenance to drug medication, he sanctioned the use of simple and natural remedies. To many of the afflicted ones who receive healing, Christ said, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. John 5:14. Thus he taught that disease is the result of violating God's laws, both natural and spiritual. The great misery in the world would not exist did men but live in harmony with the Creator's plan. The Desire of Ages, pages 823-824. The words of the prophet to our church today are to use simple water treatments for disease.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And dear ones, in our review section, we are going to have some little example of how to do these simple remedies. So this is the section that we are going to ask our dear remnant family of their nature walk that they had. If they would like to share their experience, may you unmute your mic to do so. And this is another picture from our dear sister Joan. And if she's there, maybe she can tell us a little bit of this picture. Beautiful poppy seed. I think it's the poppy flowers on the back. I'm not sure what is in the yellow ones.
Silent blessings, everybody. For this nature walk, we went to a store and we looked. And we went with my, and I went with my mom and my sister and my auntie, and we found some sunflower. We found some seeds to plant in our backyard.
Amen. And I didn't share the pictures, but I by God's grace with my sister and mom, we were able to put down some peppers and some broccoli. We have some strawberries, and we were able, this week, what we didn't know is, from last year to now, because of the winter, we're just coming out of that season. We had some mint, that we planted last year, and it was just growing now still in my garden. And I kind of was just like, okay, I'm going to pull these up. But we pulled up some of the peppermint, the mint, I should say, it's not peppermint, the mint, and we've been using it for tea, and it's been such a blessing. It's really fresh. It's so delicious. it's far beyond what we know. So it's been a blessing. And, that's what we, did for nature this week. We just went into our backyards and kind of reaped some of what is there and kind of replanted. And I'll share pictures like that, Grace, next time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And our dear sister Joan, if she's there, would you like to give us a little bit of information about these beautiful pictures that were sent that we may know? I want to know what is the yellow one on the very bottom of it.
Yeah, dear Sister Joan is not at her computer yet, but this was a picture in Southern California right around a lake area. I think it's Matthews Lake. And we were driving along, and here was this view of mustard flowers in the foreground here, and in the background is orange poppy flowers. And we had to stop and get a picture. It was just too beautiful to pass by. But there's, because of all the rain here in Southern California, it's been marvelous to see the abundant blooming of the wildflowers out in the hills. It's just gorgeous. It's not that way all the time. This has been one of the years that it's spectacular.
Thank you so much, dear brother. And I remember we did spoke when there is really heavy rain in California, what the Lord have in store later, it is just marvelous. Thank you so much, dear family, for sharing. We will be sharing many pictures to see what beautiful like flowers and the environments are over there. If there's any other members of our remnant family that would like to share. And I would like to just say, please keep our dear Sister Christina in prayer and the children as well. We are going to continue, dear ones. Remember, little ones, bring them in, bring them in. Bring the wonder ones to Jesus. Our opening song is a hymn of our theme entitled Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. You may find it also in the hymn book in number 290. If you would like to share the hymn, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. This life for a look at the Savior. A life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. Over sin no more had dominion, for more than conquerors we are.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying. His purpose perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us. So a blessing, Sister Jean. If anyone of the little ones, elder sibling, mommy, so daddy, so even our guests would like to open a family section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
God bless everybody. Thank you, God, for waking up for this morning. And please protect us. And please protect me. And please protect the people that's in this Sabbath. And please protect the word that we're about to learn. And please protect the people that's in this Sabbath. And please protect the people that's not in this Sabbath. They can come back this Sabbath. And please protect the people that's not in this Sabbath because of the sickness. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 2, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mummies and daddies, we will continue with our part 3 of a lesson entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
John chapter 18, verses 33, King James Version. Then Pilate entered into the
judgment
hall again and called to Jesus and said into him and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews?
Come on. John. Chapter 18.
Verse 34.
King James Version.
That
Jesus answered,
him
sayest
thou
this thing
of thyself,
or did others tell it thee of me. Amen. John chapter 18, verse 35, King James Version. Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? And I'll bubble down to share. Amen.
John 18:36. Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence.
John 18:37. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king? Then Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I unto the world, that I shall bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Amen.
John chapter 18, verses 38. King James Version. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and say unto them, I find in him no fault at all.
Amen. Good job, Billy.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover page 726 through 727. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 726. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
Blessed Sabbath, everyone. All my beautiful family. It's so wonderful to be present. Brother Joel.
Well.
It's nice to hear you. So wonderful that you're here with us, and may the Lord guide you through this Sabbath, heavenly, wonderfully, and devotefully. I pray. Pilate saw through their purpose. He did not believe that the prisoner had plotted against the government. His meek and humble appearance was altogether out of harmony with the charge. Pilate was convinced that a deep plot had been laid. Next slide. Continue. To destroy an innocent man who stood in the way of the Jewish dignitaries, turning to Jesus, he asked, Art thou the King of the Jews? The Savior answered, Thou sayest it. And as he spoke, his countenance lighted up as if a sunbeam were shining upon it. Desire of Ages, 726, 1.
The Desire of Ages, page 726. When they heard his answer, Caiaphas and those that were with him called Pilate to witness that Jesus had committed the crime with which he was charged. With noisy cries, priests, scribes, and rulers demanded that he be sentenced to death. The cries were taken up by the mob, and the uproar was deafening. Pilate was confused. Seeing that Jesus made no answer to his accusers, Pilate said to him, Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee, but Jesus yet answered nothing. The Desire of Ages, page 726, paragraph 2.
Continuing, standing behind Pilate, in view of all in the court, Jesus heard the abuse, but to all the false charges against him, he answered not a word. His whole bearing gave evidence of conscious innocence. He stood unmoved by the fury of the waves that beat about him. It was as if the heavy surges of wrath, rising higher and higher like the waves of the boisterous ocean, broke about him, but did not touch him. He stood silent, but his silence was eloquent. It was as a light shining from the inner to the outer man. Amen. Desire of Ages, pages 726, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us...
Hello.
Sabbath blessing, Sister Shaka.
Sabbath blessings.
We are so happy that you're here, sending an ear hug. Let's learn our first beautiful song together, dear one. This one is taken from one of the Spirit of Prophecy quotes in the book, the Ministry of Healing, in page 58, paragraph 3. And also touching upon the book of Psalms, chapter 46, verse 10, from the King James margin. This is taken from Scripture Singer Song in the area of the Encouraging Quotes Memory Verse CD.
Every other voice is hushed, and in quietness we wait. In quietness we wait before Him. The silence of the soul makes more distinct the voice of God. He bids us be still and know that I'm God. Ministry of Healing, page 58.
Amen. I hope by God's grace y'all were able to hear the music clearly. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 726. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 726. Pilate was astonished at his hearing. Does this man disregard the proceedings because he does not care to save his life? He asked himself as he looked at Jesus bearing insult and mockery without retaliation. He felt that he could not be as unrighteous and unjust as were the clamoring priests, hoping to gain the truth from him and to escape the tumult of the crowd. Pilate took Jesus aside with him and again questioned, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" Desire of Ages, page 726, paragraph 4. Jesus did not... No, go on ahead.
Jesus did not directly answer this question. He knew that the Holy Spirit was striving with Pilate, and he gave him opportunity to acknowledge his conviction. "Sayest thou this thing of thyself?" he asked, "or did others tell it thee of me?" That is, was it the accusations of the priests? Next slide, please. Continuing, "or a desire to receive light from Christ that prompted Pilate's question." Pilate understood Christ's meaning, but pride arose in his heart. He would not acknowledge the conviction that pressed upon him. "Am I a Jew?" he said. "Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?" Desire of Ages, page 726, paragraph 5.
Pilate's golden opportunity had passed, yet Jesus did not leave him without further light. While he did not directly answer Pilate's question, he plainly stated his own mission. He gave Pilate to understand that he was not seeking an earthly throne, Desire of Ages 727. 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. This one is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13, King James with margin, taken from the same section, but in the area of peaceful rest of the memory verse CD.
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost, that ye may abound in hope. Romans 15:13, by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. We are still in the Desire of Ages, page 727. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
My kingdom is not of this world, he said. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Desire of Ages, page 727, paragraph 2.
Continuing the reading, Christ affirmed that his word was in itself a key which would unlock the mystery to those who were prepared to receive it. It had a self-condemning power, and this was the secret of the spread of his kingdom of truth. He desired Pilate to understand that only by receiving and appropriating truth could his ruined nature be reconstructed. The Desire of Ages, page 727, paragraph 3. On the slide, it says, his word was itself a key which would unlock the mystery of those who were prepared to receive it. Amen.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together. There once as counsel. This is taken from the book of John, chapter 6, verses 63, from the King James margin, in the section character building of the same area of the memory verse CD. Amen. Dear family, we have come to the end of our lesson. We are going to reserve our 6 questions for next Sabbath review by God's grace. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing our part 3 review. If you have any question besides this past 3 part of our new lesson, you can be able to send it beforehand. in case it needs any research. If not, you can hold it till we meet again. If anyone of our dear family would like to have closing prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads on our knees?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Our Father.
Our Father.
Who?
Who?
Art.
Art.
In.
In.
Heaven.
Heaven.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For.
For.
The Sabbath.
Sabbath.
Thank you for the lessons.
Thank you for your lessons.
Bless the little children.
Bless your sisters.
The little children.
The children.
And their parents.
Their parents.
In no other name.
No other name.
But.
But.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sabbath blessing, little Brooklyn, and everyone that had just came in. So next Sabbath, we will continue with our lesson 382, but that will be part 2 review of chapter 77 entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall, part 3. And that will take place May 20th, 2023. Leaving this scripture and also our quote from Step to Christ. The scripture is taken from Psalms 34 verse 8 and it reads, "A taste, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him." From the King James Version and the margin section of our quote, "There is an evidence that is open to all, the most highly educated and the most illiterate, the evidence of experience. God invites us to prove for ourselves the reality of his word, the truth of his promises. He bids us taste and see that the Lord is good. Instead of depending upon the words of others, we are to taste for ourselves." This quote was taken from Step to Christ, page 111, paragraph 3. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. God bless.